Colour of Hope, written by Ross McKenzie and read by Glenn McCready.
Tell me again about colour, Grandma.
The boy sits on the floor, at the old woman's feet, staring up at her with large, shining eyes. The old woman's hands are resting on her substantial belly. She drums her fingers. You should be in bed, child.
Please, Grandma, please.
She purses her lips like she's sucked on a lemon. But he can tell that her displeasure is an act. She reaches for her glass, swirls the liquid around, takes a sip. Fine, she says, with a sigh. What do you want to know? The boy sits in silence for a moment, questions hurtling around in his little head. The only sound is the delicious pop of the fire as the white flames lick the air. The room is cozy, bursting with Moorish smells of rabbit stew and carrot soup from the stove. At last, the boy smiles and says,
Tell me about orange.
The old woman's skin is mid-grey, her cheeks dotted with freckles. Her dark eyes are deeply set within bundles of wrinkles. But now, as she casts her mind back to another time, not so long ago, those old eyes twinkle. She smiles and looks at once much younger.
Orange, let me see now. Yes. Well, you know the walks we take in the forest when harvest season is all sewn up, my love? Those days when the air is crisp and you can taste the winter on the edges of everything? The boy nods. And you remember when we return from our walks to warm our fingers by the fire and sip mulled cider? When we are warm and cold both at once, and so very glad to be alive as the cider heats us from the inside. Again he nods. That feeling of heat and cold and life and spice, all tied up in a pretty bundle, she says. If we could see it, that is what orange would look like.
The boy is smiling now, imagining. His eyes are filled with a faraway look. Such pretty eyes, like his mother's eyes. As the old lady watches him, she wonders, as she has done so often since he was born, if her grandson's eyes are the same shade of blue his poor late mother's were. How she remembers those eyes. Blue as the ocean, when the ocean was still blue. Before the colour disappeared from the world. No, not disappeared. Before it was stolen.
Can you tell me one more, Grandma?
She tuts.
Are you determined to get me arrested, boy? The Emperor's snitches are everywhere, and his black coats would string me up in the city square if they found me talking like this.
The boy edges closer.
No one can hear us way out here in the farmhouse, Grandma. Besides, I don't think anyone would ever try to arrest you, not even the black coats.
The old lady takes another sip from her glass. The hint of a smile plays on her lips.
Oh, they would try. Just one more colour, Grandma. Tell me about green. You, boy, are as stubborn as a mountain. I'll tell you for 1 minute. But then it's bedtime. Okay, come on.
She drains the final sip from her glass.
Close your eyes. No, shut them properly. Good. Now, think of how the world feels after a rainstorm. Are you doing that?
He screws up his eyes and nods.
Well, she says, how does it feel?
He thinks for a long moment.